The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9.
Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you.
Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment.
And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Alto Forno Restaurant. If you haven't been to Alto Forno in a while, they've got some great new items on the menu. In fact, last week or 2 weeks ago, they did a great wine dinner. And if you haven't signed up for their wine dinners or getting on their list, swing by Alto Forno or look at them on Facebook. It says you can sign up for their wine dinners. They're really spectacular. And really what's interesting, people always ask me, Mark, come on, Alto Forno must sponsor this show, right? No, they really don't. You know, Dan might buy me a drink or two that runs the place over there, but no, I just like it there. So and that's what I do. This show is financial advice in a language you can understand. We call it Dollars and Cents. We try to keep it local, tell you about things that are going on around in the community, places we like to go to eat, experiences that we have around the community, good, bad, or indifferent, and I share them all with you. I happen to like Alto Forno. I like Polana. I like Daniela's. They're all kind of wrapped together. So Dan and Daniela Mamola, who run those places, great food, great experience, and so I'm happy to talk about them. Another place that I thought I would talk about is actually a advertiser right here on the radio station. I've had a great experience, and it's hard to say you have a great experience when it comes to car dealerships, right? When you think car dealerships, ugh, you don't want to really talk about that. But about a year or so ago, my son Noah, who, by the way, did an amazing job as Ren McCormick in Footloose at the North Andover High School's musical. He had the lead there. I know Donnie White on the morning show has been talking about it all week. He went, and I mean, it's like Donnie, I think, was more excited about Noah's performance than I was. He's showing videos. I didn't realize he took all these pictures and videos. He says, Mark, this was like a Broadway show. I said, Donnie, it was still a high school show. It's not a Broadway show. So he was excited about it, and I appreciate how much he enjoyed having seeing Noah and all the other kids in it. It was a great show, and if you missed it, well, there's plenty of other shows that you can see all around at other high schools, all around the community. I'll tell you, some of our kids in the high schools are extraordinarily talented. I came out of Peabody High School. Their program, Stage One, has been one of the top-notch drama programs in the area. So go out and check out community theater, school theaters, all that kind of stuff. But I wanted to tell you about this experience that Noah had, or that I had because of Noah. Noah purchased a car last year at Michaud Mitsubishi. And you've heard Kevin and Zach Michaud and Jill on the radio here. They advertise here. In fact, they're responsible for the wrapped 104.9 car that drives around the community here. And I decided to buy a car for my son over there last year. And after the performance, the Footloose performance Friday night, it was very cold and there was black ice everywhere. And Noah wiped out his car as he went around the corner. Didn't destroy the car, but he banged up his wheel so bad that he couldn't drive it. And apparently he bent the tie rod in a way. I don't know anything about cars. I just know how to put gas in the car. So after the word tie rod, they lost me when they told me what happened. Anyways, though, I probably shouldn't have driven it. But that night I decided to get in the car and I drove it to Danvers from North Andover. It was as if I was skating on ice the whole way there. Pulled it into the lot and left it there. And I will tell you, they did a great job communicating with me over the phone, because I had traveled to Florida the next day, letting me know what's going on with the car, what they saw, what it was going to cost, what they imagined the timing would be on how long it would take to fix it, And not only did they do it within that scope of time, they were regularly communicating. They shared some of the parts with me to show me how badly damaged some of the pieces were. But the what I really appreciated about the dealership, about Misho Mitsubishi, was the way they communicated with us. And that's one of the challenges that you find at a lot of automobile dealerships. You hear about the nasty salespeople, the aggressive salespeople. This was a really great conversation. It was truly a relationship. They cared about the car. They cared about my son and whether he was okay, and he was. Noah was fine. But the whole experience of dropping it off, letting it get fixed, seeing that happen within the time that they said it was going to happen, they called me to say it was ready. When I walked into the place to pick up the car, they handed me the keys, showed me the parts, and I was out in the car. There was no hanging around. Just a great experience overall. So kudos to Misho Mitsubishi. Thank you, Kevin and Zach and Jill. And I know you don't know I'm telling this story on the radio. Maybe you'll hear about it later. But I thought you guys did a great job. So if you haven't been to Misho Mitsubishi, check them out on Route 114 in Danvers/Peabody. I'm not sure which part of the town line they're on. So anyways, each and every Sunday, we try to provide you with financial advice in a language you can understand. And I'm going to have a special guest in for the second segment today. His name is Scott Maybor. He runs a company called Senior Benefits Boston. And lots of people call my office and they ask questions about Medicare. Well, oftentimes they ask about Medicaid, actually thinking that they're asking about Medicare. And we have to explain to them that there is definitely a difference between Medicaid and Medicare. We'll get into that later on. But when do you choose Medicare? When do you sign up for it? How do you choose the right supplements and the right plans? And how do you set yourself up appropriately? Many of our listeners, I know, are approaching age 65. They might be 64. They may be thinking about, is now the time? And many people who are 65 and beyond are working. And they may not have signed up for Medicare simply because they thought, well, maybe I don't have to because I continue to work and I have health insurance through my employer. We're going to talk about all that stuff in the second segment. So we're going to be excited to have Scott Maybor here. But I did want to also talk to you about what's going on in the world of personal finance and the world within the markets. I mean, a lot of people are asking me. We just got through Super Tuesday. Not Super Tuesday. We just got through the New Hampshire primaries. And I don't know if there was any surprises. Were you surprised with what the outcome was? I don't know if anybody was. My guess is that Elizabeth Warren has probably, I think her ship has sailed. And this is my prediction, purely my prediction, that come Super Tuesday, Elizabeth Warren drops out of the race before Super Tuesday happens, because I don't think she could deal with the humiliation of not being able to win her own state. As I don't even think she'll be able to do that. But we'll see. She doesn't mind being humiliated. I think she's been humiliated enough times in the past few years. So we'll see what happens. But it's going to be really interesting to see what the Democrats pull out of this primary campaign through the Democratic National Convention. It's going to be interesting. People ask me all the time, Mark, what does it mean if Bernie Sanders wins or Pete Buttigieg wins? What does it mean for the markets? Because a lot of our listeners, they're investors in the stock market. They have their 401ks invested, their 403bs, their personal investment accounts. What does it mean? And I generally say to them, look, at the end of the day, the market is a leading indicator. The market is taking a guess, and it's purely a guess, about where they think the market is going based upon the conditions that exist today. And I think if you look at the landscape that exists, and sometimes it's difficult for us to get out of our Massachusetts bubble, and it is a bubble here, believe it or not, we're not the smartest people on the planet here. There are other people in other parts of this country that see and think about the world and our country differently. When we get out of our bubble, I think right now the market is telling us that this is a Trump absolute win in the election in November. Because if they thought any of the Democratic candidates that are on the ballot today, so I haven't said Michael Bloomberg, he's not on the ballot right now, but any of the candidates that are on the ballot today, they're not very fearful of Donald Trump losing the election. Whether you like him or not, that doesn't matter. I mean, it is what it is. And if Donald Trump wins the election, economically, from the stock market perspective, there's a lot of other social issues and a lot of other things that people will be disappointed with. But from the statement that you take home every day or every month or that you check on your phone, the outlook looks pretty good. Now, if Mike Bloomberg actually gets the nod for the Democratic Party, I don't know whether that will happen or not. We shall see. Actually, if Michael Bloomberg becomes the Democratic nominee, I don't think you have anything to worry about the stock market. Michael Bloomberg's also a business person. He's certainly more eloquent, I think, than Donald Trump is. And that would be an interesting race. Short of that, I mean, I think if Bernie Sanders actually becomes the Democratic nominee, it's my own personal opinion. You know that. I think that there's a lot of momentum and a lot of enthusiasm with the youngsters out there with Bernie Sanders, but I don't think the adult population is going to rally behind Bernie Sanders to give him the win just because they hate Trump. I don't think that's going to happen. I think we all ultimately look at our statements at the end of the day. We look at our portfolios at the end of the day. We look at our life, that we have jobs, that we're able to work, that we're able to go out to eat. We're able to spend a lot of spend money the way we want to spend money. And we say this lifestyle doesn't stink. And look, if you want a job, you can have a job. That's it. I mean, people that say I can't find a job, well, you can't, maybe can't find the job you want, but there is a job out there for you if you want it. And so we'll see what happens. It's interesting. You never know. I generally don't get into politics on the show, but I just thought I'd offer up some opinions. And by the way, speaking of politics, if you haven't heard, start tonight. It started actually last Sunday. Jay Severin's back on North Shore 104.9 from 5 to 7 every Sunday night. He's actually taking live calls. So 800-370-1049. Wow, I actually remembered that phone number. And I don't even take calls on this show. So you can certainly call into Jay. And it's really interesting. The political landscape is fascinating to me. I was in Florida this past week. I was down in Naples. And it is amazing how different the conversation is around the dining room table, the social areas, whether it's restaurants you go to down there than it is up here. You wouldn't think that there was even a Democrat running for office if you were walking around the city of Naples. It is Trump, 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 Trump down there. Up here, of course, it's a little bit different, right? So that's what I'm talking about. We got to get out of our bubble and realize that there's other parts of the world that are having different conversations than we are. So all that stuff's fascinating. I try to provide you a little bit of financial advice and economic advice in a language you can understand, but we got to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to change gears completely. I want you to think about what it's like when you get to turn age 64, age 65, and think, oh my goodness, I got to make some decisions about Medicare. How should I pick the right plan? Where do I go to for advice? What should I do? When we get back, we've got answers for you. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
I need dollar.
Planning for retirement and managing your investments has never been more difficult. Chances are you're trying, but worried you may make a misstep. Friedman Financial is all about getting your financial house in order and providing financial advice in a language you can understand. Their interactive software and in-person conversations will help you determine if you're on track. For more than 50 years, Friedman Financial has delivered independent advice. If now's the time to get serious about life and retirement, visit Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
If I had a million dollars.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Alto Forno Restaurant. If now is the time for you to get serious about your financial planning and investment management needs, give our office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. If you'd like to sign up for our free weekly newsletter, it's called Planning Pointers. We've been distributing this free customized newsletter since March of 2009. 11 years, I'm sorry, I can't even do the math. 11 years we've been at it. That gives me probably 700 consecutive issues. It's a lot of issues we've been putting out. Go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page and you'll see a place to sign up for Planning Pointers. All you need to do is put in your name, your email address, and boom, you are signed up and join the 7,500 other people that get this free weekly newsletter in their inbox at 10:30 every Friday. There's also a place there for comments. If you like what you hear on the show, if you don't like what you hear on the show, you want to ask questions, whatever it might be, that's the spot to put it in. Many people tell me a little bit about their financial situation and they say, hey, would I be a good candidate for your office? Or, hey, I'd like to schedule a free initial consultation in your office. Or maybe they've just got a one-off question they want to ask. People do it all the time. So don't hesitate to ask those questions, because anybody will tell you, and I've been doing this radio show for 8 years now here at North Shore 104.9, that anyone will tell you, I answer every single one of those. And you can, you'll expect to hear from me within 24 or 48 hours. All right. So I promised you we were going to shift gears here and talk about something that everybody wants to talk about. Well, at least people that are approaching their 60s, they're talking about Medicare. It's health insurance. When you're thinking about preparing for how you're going to manage your health and your health care moving forward, you've got to think about Medicare. And in studio with me today is Scott Maybor, Senior Benefits Boston. Scott, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, yeah, see, the microphone's working okay. Y'all comfortable? Y'all good?
I'm good.
All right.
Nervous.
So no need to be nervous. You know what's really interesting? Scott and I actually graduated Babson College in 1989, didn't we?
Yes, a long time ago.
Long time ago. Scott, you're from Winthrop, right?
Yes.
And you've been Winthrop all your life, haven't you?
Yeah, lifelong.
Now, if I recall, on Facebook, you say that your house is what, on the edge of the world, or
a house at the end of the continent?
Yeah, and it is. I mean, you're right out there, and that's
for the fans of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
That's right.
It's a reference.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've not read the book, but isn't that a motorcycle book? No, Zen and the Art of Motorcycle.
That's a different book.
That's a totally different one. Never mind. All right, so I've already screwed up there, so I've made poor references to start. But let's talk about Medicare. So tell me, Scott, what made you decide to get into this business? And how did you learn about this and say, this is something that I want to really do to help people?
Well, as I guess you and I have gotten older, a lot of my clientele, I was in financial services, and a lot of my clientele is getting to that age, and they were asking me, what about Medicare? How does it work? When do I sign up? Do I need to sign up? And it really came down to, I need to do some, I need to learn this, because it's just as the population is aging, it's just becoming an increasing concern for many people, and just information they need.
It's got to be 15 years ago, because my mother-in-law just turned 80. So I was in the business probably 10 or maybe 12 or 13 years. And my mother-in-law was approaching 65 at the time, and she comes to me, she says to me, Mark, what can you tell me about Medicare? She says, I'm approaching 65, you know, how should I be thinking about this? And I really didn't have a good answer for her at the time. And she says, how can you not have a good answer? She says, you call yourself a financial planner. Well, financial planning isn't just about investments. Well, of course not. I mean, financial planning covers a lot of different things, from insurance, from investments, from tax planning, from estate planning, all of those aspects. And she says, how can you call yourself a financial planner without having some understanding and background with Medicare? And it always had me wondering about that. And I started to learn a little bit about it, and we got into it. But you find that there is, it's a specialty. You really need to understand it. And that's something that you've really honed your skills on in trying to understand how to do this, right?
Yeah, it really is a different skill set, in that many of the planners, you know, whatever their specialty is, don't focus on Medicare. Mm-hmm. And it's just a niche that I think there was a need. And a lot of people, a lot of referrals that I get are from other planners.
Absolutely. And that's, financial planners are always looking to work out with specialists. I mean, we've always referred to what we do at Friedman Financial as, we are professional generalists. I mean, imagine me as being, I've referred this in the past, as the quarterback of the football team. You want to have the guy that's seeing the big field, but you need to have your specialists at all different positions on the field. And whether it's your estate planning attorney, your insurance agent, your stock broker, your investment specialist, your benefits specialist, your health insurance person, whoever it is, you need all those specialists. And the deeper your bench, the better resources that you have to turn to, the deeper your Rolodex, the better off you're going to be able to serve your clients. So let's kick this thing off by trying to explain to our listeners, when is the right time to enroll for Medicare?
It's a difficult answer, because it really depends on individual circumstances.
You mean there isn't a single answer to this?
No.
So it's really interesting. People ask us questions all the time, and they hate when I give the answer, it depends.
Depends, right.
Well, it does, it depends. But you don't get that answer when you're watching the news, do you?
Nope.
No, when you're looking, whether it's Susie Orman or Kramer or whomever it is, they ask them a question, they just give an answer.
Give an answer.
And it doesn't apply to everybody, does it?
Life's nuanced.
Yeah, it's right.
So it's, you can enroll in Medicare 3 months before you turn 65. So if your 65th birthday is in March, minus the 3 months, you can do December, January, February, the month of March, and 3 months after. Medicare is technically a requirement for everybody 65 or older, but because it's a government program, there's exceptions to the rule. So if you have credible coverage, which is coverage from either your employer or your spouse's employer, you do not have to enroll in Medicare.
So when would that person enroll in Medicare?
They can enroll in Medicare at any time. And in many cases, a lot of the people I see are still working. they're covered on either their employer or spouse's plan, and spouse's or employer's plan.
Mm-hmm.
But they may want to look at Medicare. There are some advantages to Medicare, especially for people who are self-employed, 1099 employees. But they don't have to enroll until they retire.
Hmm. So if someone is working, let's say they're a married couple, 68 years old, and they're still working, they have health insurance coverage through their employer, do they need to sign up? Or do they get penalized for not signing up for Medicare?
No, absolutely not. As long as they are, one or the other is working and the insurance is coming from the employer,
mm-hmm.
neither one of them has to enroll in Medicare.
So there's no rush to do that. And so
no rush.
So let's say now they're working, and like I said, they were 67, 68 years old, and they're working, but they're also eligible to apply for Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
Can you apply for Social Security without applying for Medicare?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I think that's interesting for our listeners, because I think many of our listeners believe, oh my goodness, I'm approaching my 65th birthday, I have to enroll for Medicare. And they generally should.
Well, there's a lot of misinformation. I have a client not too far from here who the HR person at her employer tells everybody they need to enroll mm-hmm. In Part A anyway. And that's not true. You do not have to enroll in Part A. I do encourage people to look at it, though. Depending on the circumstances, the coverage for Medicare may well be either more comprehensive or less expensive than what you're getting from an employer, especially for the spouse.
Hmm. So how does one go about enrolling for Medicare?
The easiest thing to do is to go online. So it's the government's Social Security website, ssa.gov. And as long as you can answer the security questions, which can be tricky.
They can.
You can get in and enroll yourself. One caveat to that is if you enroll in Part A and delay Part B, when you eventually, whenever that is, want to add Part B, you need to do it on paper. And you need to either mail or walk the form into the local Social Security office.
All right. So we're going to get into what is Part A and Part B. So because you're assuming that you're using words like, you know, it just kind of rolls off your tongue. We got to make sure that people understand what that is, because this show is all about financial advice in a language you can understand. But before we get there, you mentioned the website. It's ssa.gov.
Correct.
So samsamapple.gov, G-O-V.
Correct.
And one of the things that I thought was interesting, we did a Social Security seminar. It's got to be 10 years ago, and we encourage people to go to ssa.gov to check out all the information, make sure that it's right on the system. And a woman comes up to me afterwards, and she says, "Mark, I did that, but they ask for my Social Security number, and I don't want to provide it." I said, "Well, I think it's pretty safe that you can provide your Social Security number to the Social Security Administration." She says, "Well, I've been told that you never share your Social Security information online." So you got to do that, right?
You have to do that. And when you see the security questions, they'll ask you, you had a Ford Taurus in 1978. Who was the finance company?
Right.
And they give you the multiple choice, and you have three tries to get these questions right.
Yeah. And these are all, they're going to through your credit history to find out a lot right. about those things. And you got to be ready to answer those questions. And I think people have become more and more comfortable with answering those types of questions online than they were 10 years ago. But the whole question of putting your Social Security number online still is a queasy experience for a lot yes. of people. And I get that. So let's help our listeners understand what Medicare is and how do we break it down in its segments.
Okay. So Medicare consists of Part A and B. And that's it. So the federal Medicare system is Parts A and B. Part A is, I usually tell people, it's basically room and board at a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
If you've worked for 40 quarters in this country and pay taxes, you typically have no premium for Part A. So a lot of people will sign up for Part A when they turn 65, simply because there's no premium, I might as well have it. Part B is, it's thought of as doctors' visits. It can be surgeries. It can be blood. So there's quite a bit that B covers. This year there's a small deductible that has to be paid mm-hmm. if you've turned 65 after January 1st of 2020, about $200. And Part B, Medicare pays 80% of the approved charge, and the individual is responsible for 20%. And there is no cap on that. There's no lifetime cap. And I should mention, too, that there are co-pays with Part A as well.
So there's, when you're signing up for Medicare Part B,
mm-hmm.
There is the premium, I think, for 2000 and, well, I got it for 2019. The 2020 number here, it looks like $144.60.
Correct.
That's what it is. If you're filing a joint tax return and have an income of $174,000 or less.
Correct.
And then your Medicare premium can go up. I mean, it can be more based upon income, right?
Correct.
Can
so there's an IRMA adjustment.
A who adjustment?
IRMA.
Who's IRMA?
Income-related Medicare annual adjustment.
Okay.
So it's income dependent. They take an adjusted income and charge your Part B premiums based on that. Part D as well, actually. But your premium is based on your income. And these are individual plans. So if you and your spouse are taking Medicare, you will both pay that enhanced premium.
Right. So if you were paying the $144, that's not for one person, it's for both.
You each pay
pay $144,
correct.
Right?
Correct.
But if your income is higher than $174,000, you're going to pay a higher Medicare Part B premium. Isn't that true?
Correct. It goes up to almost $500 per month.
Now, it's my understanding that it's not based upon your last year's income. It's a couple years before that?
2 years ago, correct.
So, because we find many people will come to us and they say, well, you know, I'm just finished working, and or I've been out of work for 2 years, but my Medicare Part B premium is still high, even though I had a very low income last year.
Right.
Maybe you can explain that to some folks.
So
what happens there?
They're actually looking for 2 years ago. And one thing where people get into trouble is, you may retire and pull some money out of your retirement account, maybe to pay off the mortgage, pay off some outstanding credit card debt, and that counts as income.
Mm-hmm.
You sell a piece of property, it counts as income. So there's a lot of things that, my income's low. Did you do any withdrawals from a qualified plan? Oh, yeah, I did take out $30,000 to pay off some debt. Well, that counts against your income.
Yeah, we're talking with Scott Mabor, Senior Benefits Boston. How do I describe you, Scott? What's the best way to do that?
Medicare advisor.
Medicare expert, we'll call him. A Medicare advisor, Medicare expert. Scott's phone number, by the way, if you want to reach out to Scott, is 617. Is this the right number? 617-721-1250. That's 617-721-1250. 1250. That's 617-721-1250. We're talking with Scott Mabor of Senior Benefits Boston, a Medicare expert. A lot of people are always asking, where do I get the right advice? How do I make the right decision? Does it make sense to walk into the Social Security office to get that information? Where do you get the best advice?
No, I mean, there's a lot of sources. Shine counselors are certainly a volunteer group frequently at senior centers that will provide help. Somebody like me, unfortunately, online. But one thing you have to keep in mind is Massachusetts doesn't follow the federal Medicare program. We have our own program here in this state. So a lot of what you'll see online or even read in the Medicare and You book that you're sent doesn't apply in Massachusetts. So we have a whole different program here, and you have to be aware of what's different.
So when you live in Massachusetts, and most of our listeners here to this show are Massachusetts residents, many of them, I think, will go to the internet. And they'll look at the Medicare.gov. I think Medicare.gov is actually a website,
correct.
Isn't it?
Yes.
And they will try to get as much information as they can. But as you just said, the Massachusetts site is different. I mean, the Massachusetts plan is different from the federal plan.
Correct.
And that raises a lot of questions. So we've got a lot of questions. And we are going to take a quick break. But when we get back, we're going to learn a little bit more from Scott Mabor of Senior Benefits Boston, a Medicare expert here providing you financial advice in a language you can understand. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
North Shore Music Theater is turning 65 and celebrating with another extraordinary season of musicals. The 2020 subscription season kicks off in June with Thoroughly Modern Millie. The high-octane, Tony-winning musical filled with flappers, tappers, and a roaring good time. Then get ready to be swept up in our magical family production of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. It's possible. This will be followed by Buddy, the Buddy Holly story. And the hysterical sci-fi camp classic, Little Shop of Horrors. The musical season will end with the Tony Award-winning feel-good musical, Kinky Boots. Become a five-show subscriber today and save up to 45%. The 2020 season will also feature the special springtime return of Mamma Mia. For discount subscription packages and ticket information, visit us online at nsmt.org.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, where we've been providing financial planning and investment management advice since 1968. Not me. I was two back then. Dad was running the firm back then. I was in diapers. Dad would run the business out of the basement of the house, actually. We had put an addition on our firm. I put an addition on our house, not on the firm. People would walk around, a little walkway around the back of the house to go visit Dad. So, you know, it's a long time we've been doing this. My father retired in 2007 from our firm. Marion Gilman, who you've heard here on the show. In fact, I think she was on with me this past weekend or the weekend before. Marion's been with me 21 years now. We are partners at Friedman Financial. And many of you have come into the office. You've met with Marion. You've met with me. And like we've told you, we do financial planning and investment management advice. Yes, we manage a lot of money for our clients, but every single one of our clients has a financial plan. We build all of the relationships with our clients by building a net worth statement first, so we know where everything is and what everything is worth before we ever try to offer any type of advice. And as you well know listening to the show, it's not what you tell me, you got to show me. Because as financial advisors, as fiduciaries, it's my obligation to place your interests first. And in order to do that, if I don't know where everything is and what everything is worth and I can't verify it, how can I truly place your interests first? We then look at your cash flow. We look at the money that's coming into your house, the money that's going out of your house. And those that work with us generally have what's called positive cash flow, meaning that they have more money coming in than they have going out. That's always a good thing. It was one of the things that came out of Babson College. I remember Scott Maybor is joining me from Senior Benefits Boston. Both he and I went to Babson College. And I don't know, did you have Professor Bruno?
I did
as
not.
An accounting professor? Professor Bruno was my accounting professor, and he used to say, happiness is positive cash flow. That was his expression all the time. And so that's what we do at Friedman Financial. We want to make sure that we know where everything is and what everything is worth, so that we can give you proper advice. And when we talk about financial planning, we're talking about all aspects, whether it's insurance, investments, estate planning, retirement planning, tax planning, cash flow management, debt management, whatever it is, we will provide you advice in all those areas. If we need to find specialists, we will find specialists. And one area that requires a lot of specialization these days, because more and more people are getting older, they're reaching that magical age of 65 years old, and they're thinking, oh my goodness, I got to look at this Medicare thing. And so in the studio with me today, this morning, is Scott Maybor of Senior Benefits Boston. He is a Medicare expert, specialist, whatever you might want to call him. You can call him all sorts of names.
Whatever
so it's
you
all,
call me.
It's all fine. We're happy to have you here, Scott. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Mark.
So in the previous segment, you were letting our listeners better understand about Medicare Part A and Part B. We're going to also talk about the supplements in this segment, but maybe you can help them review, again, what is Medicare Part A and what is Medicare Part B?
Sure. So Part A is hospitalization, typically no premium on that for most people who've paid taxes. Part B is doctors, outpatient surgeries, and what they call the standard premium on that is $144.60 in 2020. Mm-hmm. But that is income adjusted, as we talked about. So you could pay quite a bit more than that, depending on income.
So if your household income as a joint filer in 2020 was, I'm sorry, if your household income was under $174,000 in 2018, but you're applying for Medicare in 2020, your premium is about $144.60.
Correct.
That's per person.
Per person.
Right. And then if it was more than that, it goes up a little
bit. There's a sliding scale.
Yeah. The highest Medicare Part B premium is around $500.
Just under $500.
Yeah. So that's pretty standard. Everybody gets A and B.
Correct.
So what happens after that? People worry about prescriptions. They want supplements. They hit privatization because it's different here in Massachusetts than it is on the federal plan, right?
Correct. And so A and B is the same, federal or Massachusetts. And one note that I should mention is that if you don't sign up for B and do not have other what they consider credible coverage, you are penalized. And the penalization lasts a lifetime.
Wow.
So once a penalty is assessed, you have it forever.
Wow.
So you make sure you sign up for Part B when it's required.
How bad is the penalty?
It is 10% per year, prorated, for the rest of your life for every year you didn't have it.
So you clearly don't want to screw up, do you?
No. It gets very expensive.
And so how do people, how are we informing the public that they have to do this to avoid this penalization?
There's a lot of misinformation about the penalties. People know there's a penalty, but don't understand when they need to sign up to avoid it. I field a lot of calls at the office from people saying, well, I don't want to have a penalty on my Part B, but I'm covered under my employer's plan, but I still should sign up for Part B, and you really don't want to do that because now you're paying for two plans. So either you're on Medicare or you're on your employer's plan or your spouse's employer's plan. And another caveat to that is COBRA doesn't count. So if you retired and are on COBRA, that does not count as credible coverage. It is not your employer's plan any longer.
Hmm. So a lot to learn about making some smart Medicare choices. In the studio with us today is Scott Mabor of Senior Benefits Boston. He is a Medicare expert trying to provide you with financial advice in a language you can understand. If you want to reach out to Scott, give him a call, 617-721-1250. That's 617-721-1250. Or if you prefer, because you know how to reach me, if you go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com, that's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. At the bottom of every page on the website, you know how to reach out to me. Put in your name, your email address. If you want Scott's information, I'll be happy to forward it to you as well. So, Scott, besides Part A and Part B, there's decisions to have to make about supplements.
Yes. 94% of people don't rely on just A and B. So you really need to decide if you're looking at the supplement side of the side or you're going to look at an Advantage plan and they're mutually exclusive.
So tell us the difference between the two.
Supplements are what are more common. They've mm-hmm. been around longer, and some people call them Medigap plans. In Massachusetts, it's a simplified system. So we only have two and a half versions of supplements. But the most common one is plan number one, and they're all virtually identical from carrier to carrier. But basically, it's a very different system than people are accustomed to when they're working. You're still paying for Part B, whatever that adjustment is. You're paying for your supplement, and the supplement covers all of the copays and deductibles.
So you don't have to pay copays.
Except for 2020, you now have to pay the Part B deductible, which is about
$200. Yep.
But aside from that, anything you have done at any facility anywhere in the country, so no network that accepts Medicare, has to treat you. And you have nothing out of pocket as long as they're billing, and a Medicare facility would have to, what Medicare has approved as an amount.
So no longer do you need to get a referral from your primary care physician or anything?
Correct.
Like many people are used to having to get that referral first.
Right.
And in many cases, I mean, look, seniors travel all over the place.
Yep.
I mean, we all travel, but seniors especially like to travel. That's what they look forward to in retirement. Whether it's Florida or South Carolina or California, they can walk into any doctor and get treatment?
Correct. So it's an ideal plan for snowbirds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it allows you to have anything done anywhere. It's also a great plan for people who have medical issues because you can go have heart surgery, you can have knee replacement. Anything is all covered.
It's amazing. So that's called Medigap. That's
Medigap or MedSup.
Okay. So then you also referred to Medicare Advantage, or is that what you did?
Correct. So that's the other side of the page. That's the newer version, and that functions as an HMO or a PPO. So much more similar to what people are accustomed to. You still pay your Part B premium, so that's a wash on either side. But with a Medicare Advantage plan, you're in a provider's network.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter who the provider is, in Massachusetts, there's about six of them. But basically, they're taking over your A and B, and that will provide your it will provide your medications. It will provide your doctor's visits. It will provide hospitalization. And because these are considered insurances, whereas Medigap is not, these can include extras that Medicare traditionally does not cover.
So tell me what those extras might look like.
The first one that everybody asks for is dental,
mm-hmm.
Vision and hearing, because those are the three things Medicare does not cover. So standard Medicare, no vision, no dental, no hearing, whereas the Medicare Advantage plans are allowed to offer those. They'll also offer gym memberships. They'll offer smoking cessation classes and programs. They'll offer some over-the-counter benefits in many cases, so you can get some vitamins or some cough syrup without having to pay for it.
Hmm. So how does one go about trying to figure out what's best?
You really have to sit down and look at the numbers, and that's where I come in.
Mm-hmm.
One of my clients said recently, I don't really get to pick my Advantage plan. My doctor basically picked which one I'm choosing. And that's really what it comes down to. So out of the 75 or so Advantage plans in Massachusetts, the first step is, what county do you live in? Because in Massachusetts, we have a county-based system. So if you live in Suffolk, those are the plans you're eligible to choose from. And if you live in Essex, those are the plans.
Mm-hmm.
And if you move, you're supposed to change plans, by the way. But once you've narrowed it down, who's your doctors? Who are your providers? What facilities do you choose to go to? And you need to make sure, because you're looking at an HMO-style plan, are my doctors, are my where I'm going in that plan? And then, of course, the medications, because the medication, unlike on the other side where we didn't talk about Part D, the Part D is included. So the medication,
the Part D is included in the Medicare Advantage plan.
In the Advantage plan, correct.
But not included in the Medigap plan.
Correct. It's a standalone in the Medigap plan.
Okay.
So in the Advantage plan, you have to make sure whatever plan you're choosing is appropriate for the drugs you take.
So I'm sitting here thinking, listening to you with all of this, and I kind of understand how all of this works, but I'm thinking about, what does the average citizen think? And the average citizen who's approaching 65 is saying, I'm done with going to school. I really don't want an education. Why do I need to learn all this? But I'm making a decision here, many of these decisions that will impact my life for the next 30 years.
Yeah.
Because, I could be alive till 95 or 100 years old, even though many people say, I don't think I'll live past 75. And if I get that old, push me in front of a bus. Well, I've yet to see anyone get pushed in front of a bus, and people are still living well into their 90s. I mean, medical science is helping us do that. So when people have to make these choices, I mean, it's, you don't want to do this randomly. You want to be thoughtful.
You need to weigh the pros and cons of each plan. And I view my role as really as an advisor. I have no bias one way or the other. My job is to help you assess which is going to be more expensive based on your health care needs.
Mm-hmm.
And one nice thing in Massachusetts, there's no pre-existing conditions. So if you choose to go with an Advantage plan this year, next year you can switch. So you are not stuck in your plan. You may be stuck for a year approximately, but you can always go back to traditional Medicare and the MedSup, Medigap style.
Is there a time of year when you can make changes?
Yes. So you have open enrollment, or actually, I'm sorry, it's called annual enrollment now, which is October 15th to December 7th. Anybody can change for any reason, more in Massachusetts than in other states, but mm-hmm. that's a whole other issue. You also have an open enrollment period, which is January 1st to March 31st, for people who are in Advantage plans to either switch Advantage plans or go back to what they call traditional Medicare with a supplement.
So, you know, this is really fascinating because this is a major decision. More people, I think less people spend time deciding which Medicare program they should choose than they do planning a vacation.
Yep.
Right? I mean, people will, try to figure out, how can I save a little bit of money on a hotel, on airfare, or maybe I can get a discount because I got a Groupon for this tour or whatever it is. But when it comes to Medicare, you might be relying on your neighbor and saying, well, that's what they do, and so that's what I should do.
It's funny because there's a lot of people who, when I ask them, how did you choose your plan? It's the plan my wife had.
Mm-hmm.
It's the plan my neighbor had, as you said. And the truth of the matter is, unless you have the same doctors and the same medications, the plan that, these are all individual plans, the plan your spouse has is completely irrelevant. I'm working with a gentleman who is paying way too much for his plan. When I asked him how he chose the plan, it's the plan his beloved mother had.
Wow.
God rest her soul.
Right.
So
wait a second. So a husband and a wife can have two different plans.
Correct.
They don't have to have the same plan.
No. And in fact, they maybe shouldn't.
And it's funny, in many cases, at least what we've seen, and it's more, I guess, traditional than anything else, is usually one spouse, the husband or the wife, makes all the financial decisions in the household and generally doesn't even include the spouse in a lot of those decisions. We try to encourage that in my office, but I've got to believe that if one person was making a decision about Medicare, the other may not even be considering what kind of medications, what doctors, et cetera, exist for the spouse.
Right.
They just may figure, well, this is what we're signing up for. This is what it's going to cost. This is what it's going to be.
And unless they are on the same, see the same doctors and have the same prognoses, it doesn't make sense to do it that way.
All right. Well, we've got to take a quick break in a second. But do you have a second? Can you hang around for one more segment with us?
Absolutely.
Because what I want to do is, I mean, Scott, you're raising a lot of good issues. And we're sitting here with Scott Mabor of Senior Benefits Boston. He's a Medicare expert and clearly knows what he's talking about. And I want to make sure that our listeners can leverage Scott if they want to. I mean, you're seeing new clients, right?
Absolutely.
And so we're going to give you some information about Scott. I want you to understand how you would work with someone like Scott if that's something that's of interest to you. But we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we'll have more financial advice in a language you can understand. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Just got paid.
Just got paid. Friday night. Friday night.
This is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial with important information concerning your retirement. In a rare showing of bipartisanship, Congress signed the Secure Act into law. It revamps the rules around required minimum distributions from retirement accounts, and it changes the way non-spouse beneficiaries can inherit your retirement funds. If you've named a trust as your IRA's beneficiary, or if you're approaching retirement and planning to take a required minimum distribution, you may need to rethink your strategy. At Friedman Financial, we understand the new rules, and we're here to provide you with financial advice in a language you can understand. Give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108, and schedule your free initial consultation.
Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman, President and CEO of Friedman Financial, located on 41 Cross Street, just across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Alto Forno Restaurant. I hope you took your Valentine out this weekend, but I hope you didn't do it on Friday. What are the biggest ripoffs on the 14th of February? You know, my financial advice in a language you can understand is take your sweetheart out on the 13th or the 15th. Hey, you had the whole weekend to do it, so I hope you leverage that properly. Because some of these restaurants, you know, they make twos, little, you know, deuces, they refer to it in the restaurant business. There's deuces all over the restaurant, and they raise the prices, or they have these limited menus. Nah, you don't have to do that. We eat out all the time. Do you really need to go out special for that? So what did you do for Valentine's Day? You know what we did? We actually stayed home. It was actually, I think we eat out more than we eat at home anyways. So we had dinner at home. My son Corey was out with his girlfriend. He went out, believe it or not, Friday night, but he went to a Japanese restaurant. The prices are still the same there. They went out for dinner, and then they came back to our house for dessert. So we got to meet his new girlfriend, and she's lovely. And Noah was at home with us. He had a free night. He's a single man. Even after Footloose this past weekend, the star of the musical at North Shore, at North Andover High School, I'm sure he will land with his feet on the ground. So, land with somebody, I'm sure. I don't worry about that at all, to tell you the truth. Hope everybody is doing great. It is February school vacation week. The kids are home. What are you going to do with them? Now, get them out of the house. I mean, the video games are like, that's crazy that they can do. I mean, I'm sure they're looking forward to that. But what are you going to do with the kids this week? There's lots of things to do in town. You can certainly look at the North Shore 104.9 community calendar. You can find that at northshore1049.com. Find out about events and things that are going on in the community. There is theater programs, arts programs, hiking programs, snowboarding programs. Look, we've got this, the morning show goes to Neshoba Valley all the time. In fact, they've named, I think, the studio, the Neshoba Valley, something like that, morning show of the studio. But go there. I mean, you can go. It's all fun. Just get the kids out of the house and go do stuff. I know that's what my parents did. We used to put the sandwich bags on your feet before you could stick your feet into the boots, so that your feet could get into the boots. Now, my kids don't know what a traditional sandwich bag looks like. All they know of is Ziploc bags. Remember those? They had the little folder. You had to flip it up, and I don't know. That's what we used to do. Anyways, maybe we're not allowed to do that anymore because it's not recyclable. Are we not allowed to have plastics? That's, God. I am so happy that the paper straws are disappearing from the restaurants again, that they're going to some type of a compostable straw. As many of you know, I went out and bought 1,000 plastic straws, and I have some in my jacket pocket wherever I go. So if they hand me a plastic straw, I bring my own straw. I just, ugh, enough with the plastic stuff. But that's my own personal opinion. Anyways, back to financial advice in a language you can understand. We are sitting here in studio with Scott Mabor of Senior Benefits Boston. He is a Medicare expert. You can find Scott, a little bit more information about Scott, at sbboston.org. And that's Sam, B as in boy, O-S-T-O-N, sbboston.org. You could, and that's www. I don't think I have to say that anymore. You know, and you're also on Facebook, right, Scott?
Yep.
And how would people find you there?
Senior Benefits Boston.
Senior Benefits Boston. So
like my page.
Yeah, please like him. Scott's been very likable here in studio, giving us lots of information about Medicare, whether to choose the Medicare Advantage plans, Medicare supplements, how to choose that. So once again, let's kind of recap this thing from the start.
Okay.
When should you apply for Medicare, Scott?
You can start 3 months before you turn 65. It will be effective the first day of the month you turn 65. It's required if you're 65 and don't have credible coverage.
And where do you go to apply for Medicare?
SSA.gov is the website, SocialSecurityAdministration.gov, and there's actually a Medicare tab.
And you just go there, and what type of information are you going to have to provide there?
Very basic information, including your Social Security number. But you will have to answer some security questions that delve into your past
credit history,
financial.
I think.
Yeah.
Just to make sure to verify that it's you.
Exactly.
Are there penalties for not enrolling in Medicare?
Yes, and they are lifetime penalties. So,
ouch.
So for Part B and Part D, the drug plan, if you don't enroll and do not have credible coverage from either your employer or your spouses, you will incur a penalty for every month you don't have these plans. And the penalty, again, is assessed for a lifetime.
And so you can do this, you said, up to 3 months before you turn the age of 65.
Correct.
If you show up on the day before you turn 65, you're still okay?
Yep.
And is there like a line of people saying, oh my God, this is the day?
Yes. And you can actually sign up after. So if you have credible coverage, you can always sign up when you lose the coverage, when you retire, mm-hmm. for instance. You have 3 months after the month you turn 65 to enroll without penalty.
Oh, so there's still the window there?
Correct.
Okay. So there is Medicare Part A and Part B that everybody signs up for, right?
Correct. That's the government.
So why don't you explain that part, and then we're going to talk about Part C and Part D and all the other stuff.
So Part A and B, that's the federal government's plan, and that is it. That's the plan. Part A is the hospital section. Part no premium on that. There are copays and deductibles on that one. And
so when you sign up, you're automatically enrolled in Part A.
Correct.
That just happens. You're enrolled.
Correct.
So if you go into a hospital, you need open heart surgery or, a colonoscopy or whatever, you're covered.
Colonoscopy would be different, but...
Okay, I guess I'm not...
The open heart surgery, yes.
Okay.
Except your first night in the hospital is $1,364.
That you have to pay for.
Correct.
Okay. That's on you.
Yes.
Okay. Then there's Part B.
Part B is the colonoscopy, doctor's visits and procedures. And the government pays 80% of the approved amount, and you are responsible for 20.
But you're also paying a premium of $144 if you're under, I think, $174,000.
Correct.
It's per person. You pay that. That's once a month.
Correct.
There's a deductible that you have to meet.
Yes, $200.
About $200. And then it's 80-20 after that, right?
Correct.
Okay. So then we hear about Part C and Part D and all of
right.
that. Tell us about that.
So once you have the A and the B set up, you can choose a supplement or a Medigap plan, MedSup, whatever you want to call them, and that will pay for all the, pretty much in Massachusetts, all the copays and deductibles associated with Part A and B for a fixed monthly cost. The $200 approximately on Part B, the deductible as of January 1st can no longer be covered by your supplement, so it depends when you turn 65. If you go that route, you also need to have Part D, which is the drug plan. And Part D also has a penalty for not enrolling. It is also an income-adjusted premium.
Mm-hmm.
If you choose Part D, how you choose Part D is based on what county you live in and what prescriptions you take. And one note...
Does the street you live on matter? just checking, you know.
Just the county.
Okay.
But you have to be careful, and the Medicare.gov plan finder tool can help you if you're someone
who
wants
anything,
to...
What's it called?
Medicare.gov.
Mm-hmm.
On that website, there's a plan finder tool, is what they call it. You put in your information, you put in your prescriptions, your zip code, and the amounts of the prescriptions, and then you can actually sort the drug plans and see which is the most cost effective. But you have to be careful. They quote unquote improved the plan finder tool. So it no longer sorts by the best price. It sorts by premium only, not what the actual plan is going to cost you. So you have to be cautious about that. But once you've sorted, you can actually see, all right, this plan is cheapest, but cheapest doesn't necessarily mean least expensive. in many cases, the smallest premium is also going to be the highest deductible and the highest copays. So you have to be very careful. And another word of caution, you have to make sure that if CVS is the preferred pharmacy, you're going to CVS. And for some reason, 50% of the people I deal with hate CVS and will never go there. And the other half hates Walgreens and will never go there. And it's always for the same reason.
Why do you think they don't like it?
Oh, they say they screw up their prescriptions or they're not friendly or whatever. I hope they're not sponsors. But, but in all honesty, it doesn't matter to me where you're going to fill your prescriptions. But if you want me to advise you on how to save money, I have a woman. She's of very modest income. She insists on going to Walgreens. But the plan she chose, and there was a variety of reasons why she had to choose that plan, CVS is the preferred pharmacy. At CVS, she would have no copays, no deductibles. At Walgreens, when she where she's insisting on going, it's costing her about $145 a month, which she cannot afford.
In fact, I think I saw that you posted that on Facebook, that little story.
Yes, I did.
Just a day or two ago. Maybe it was even yesterday. And so you have a Facebook page. It's Senior Benefits Boston?
Correct.
Senior Benefits Boston on Facebook. Go and check out. Scott, you know, oftentimes stands at the edge of the continent. That's where you live, right? In Winthrop, at the edge of the house at the edge of the continent, where he tells stories right from his phone, little instances about things that happen that will really help you connect to understanding how Medicare works and some decisions that you might want to make. But there's so that's we've just talked about the Medicare Advantage, the Medicare supplement plans in Part D. Let's talk about Medicare Advantage.
So Medicare Advantage is kind of an all-inclusive plan. It replaces the supplement, it replaces the Part D, and puts it all in one package called Part C. And you're choosing an HMO PPO style plan, so more familiar for most people what they had at work. You're still paying your Part B premium. But now everything's included. So your A and B coverage is being provided by whatever carrier you chose. Your Part D drug plan, you don't need a standalone. It's part of the Advantage plan. And you can add extras to the plan. A lot of the plans to entice you, most of what you see on TV, the Medicare advertisement, is for Advantage plans. And they include extras as part of the plan at no extra cost.
And one of the things I think you mentioned earlier is that the Medicare program here in Massachusetts is different from the federal Medicare program.
So we only have two supplements. In other states, they have several to choose from. So in Massachusetts, we have a simplified system. The advantages are it's a simplified system. We don't have any pre-existing conditions. So you can really go back and forth without worry that, oh, I had a heart attack last spring, I won't be able to switch plans. We do pay a little bit more for that privilege, but I think in the long run, you're better off in our system, and it's a lot less confusing than the federal system.
So you're here, you know, Scott's providing us today advice today here on the radio. You're also willing to see and talk to many of our listeners
Absolutely.
Who might be looking for some guidance. And Scott, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Either by phone, 617-721-1250.
Repeat that number again.
617-721-1250.
Okay.
On Facebook at Senior Benefits Boston. Or my website is sbboston.org.
And Scott, what does it cost for someone to hire you to do an analysis?
Nothing.
Nothing? Did you hear that? So how do you get, I mean, you can't do this for free. How do you get paid?
No, the way the system works, and this is the way the federal government set it up, so don't blame me. The carrier you choose, and I'm not choosing carriers for my clients, they're choosing the carrier based on their circumstances that I'm presenting to them. And I have no bias. The system's designed to eliminate bias. Every carrier pays the same, but the carrier is paying me.
So if now's the time to get some expert advice, some financial advice in a language you can understand as it relates to Medicare, give Scott a call. We'd encourage you to reach out to him. If you his phone number, once again, 617-721-1250. That's 617-721-1250. Or visit him at sbboston.org. Scott, thank you for joining us today in studio.
Thank you
very much. We've got to get out of here. We'll be back again next Sunday with more financial advice in a language you can understand. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
Prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.